1.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
Oh, that's right.
Somebody tell me what's going on, Twisted Cupid.
Twisted Cupid. You heard the man.
It's Thursday at 8:30.
Thursday. Twisted Cupid Podcast. You are in the right place. We are the Twisted Cupid Podcast. We are going to take ridiculous dating questions from the wild animals on Reddit and from you guys live in the chat. If you've got any comments, put them. Got any comments? Got any questions? I should say.
Comments.
Or yeah, give us all comments. The comments you want. All the comments.
Yeah, all the comments.
Yes, but give us your questions. All that stuff right there in the chat. We're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. With me, as always, my amazing co-host, the one, the only, Amy Liska. How's
Hello.
It going, Amy?
Hello. It's going good. How about you?
It's going great.
Yeah?
Going great. I'm pretty happy. It's getting warmer outside. You know what I mean? Getting to walk around with the kid out there. So, perfect. It's going perfect. Let's introduce our two awesome guests, man. This week, we have two amazing guests. Two first-time guests on the podcast. First up, she's a hilarious stand-up comic. The one, the only, Annika Yan. Thank you for being on the show.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Tell them where they can find you.
I'm on Instagram, but it's private. I will open it up more.
Okay, well, there you go. There you go. try to find her on Instagram. It's like a, it's sort of like Where's Waldo, but online. You know?
It's called Annikopolis. It's like a city named after Annika. So, Annikopolis.
So, just do not disturb her, okay? She doesn't want to talk to you. Any of you guys, all right?
I'm a private comedian.
Don't do it. Yeah, you can book me at staythehellaway.com.
How did we meet you? I don't even know. I feel like I had to find you around a corner. You were just like, I found you in a weird spot, and I was like, do you do comedy? And you're like, yeah.
How much are you paying? I'll do like based on the price is right.
So yes, but thank you for being on the show. We're happy to have you, and we are also happy to have another first-time guest to the show, a musician. I think you may be the first musician we've ever had on the show. I mean, there's
all right,
I'm sure we've had like people that did stand up, but like, you know, played also happened to play music, but they're not good, and you're good at it, you know.
Thank you, appreciate
but
that.
Thank you for being on the show.
And poetic.
The one and only Alex Kent. Thank you for being here, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Tell them where they can find you.
Al Kent Music.
Boom, Al Kent Music.
See, that's how you're supposed to promote your career, all right? You say you want to be a comedian, right, but you're like, I don't want anyone to know what I'm doing.
No, you have to really know me.
Yeah, I also
wore a map to my hometown, so you can also find me from up here.
Upper Peninsula, Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, I thought you got a tattoo. Yeah. I was like, what? I was like, are you going to take off your shirt? What are you doing?
No, this is temporary.
He tattooed a map of how to get home like an Alzheimer's patient. You can never get lost now.
Have an address printed on there.
That's right. Oh, we got some people in the chat. How's it going? Joanne is in the chat.
Hi, Joanne.
Marlene is in the chat. She says hello as well.
Hi.
How's it going? Thank you guys for being here.
And when there's Marlene, there's always Tom next to her. So
hello,
you know
Tom.
He's there.
Yes. If anybody is listening on audio-only platforms, we still appreciate you. But come to YouTube, like and subscribe. Listen live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wait, can I just say real quick?
Yes.
I'm really excited about this podcast because Annika and Alex, you guys are a couple.
Yes.
We are.
So. True story. Are you guys married?
We are.
I feel like 10 years, right?
We're together for, oh my God, how many years? 10 years.
Oh, this is the best. When your wife doesn't know.
There you go. Yeah.
It's been forever.
You're off the hook forever now. Yeah.
So
boom.
Since we have two couples, I feel like whatever our advice is for the women is correct.
We're always right.
Yeah, the women are right now. So we veto you guys' whatever you guys have to say
Absolutely,
about these questions.
Absolutely, yeah.
Friend of the show, Abiola, he is on.
Abiola!
What's up?
Hello. What's going on, man?
Hello.
Yeah, he was just a guest on. So thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Without further ado, you guys ready to start this podcast and take a few questions from the wild animals on Reddit?
Uh-oh.
All right. First question. Let's take the first question from the wild animals on Reddit. If you guys got questions to write in, write them into the podcast at twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com, or even better, write them in the chat live on YouTube every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. For right now, we're going to take our first one from the wild animals on Reddit.
So this theme for this week, I chose the truth can be messy, because I feel like in all these questions, there was some sort of truth being told and no one liked the truth, whatever the truth was. Okay, that was my theme.
Yeah.
All right. So My fiance told her friend group that I am not the greatest at sex.
What?
Dun, dun, dun. I, a 27-year-old male, have been engaged to my fiance, Amy. He actually gave their name, Amy.
Amy. Dude, 26... Amy sounds like a dick.
You can totally find this Amy. Yeah.
A 26-year-old female.
This better
for
not
a year.
Be my same Amy. This is fucked up.
Well, I wouldn't mind being 26 again. So she's a 26-year-old female. They've been engaged for a year and was in a relationship. He's been in a relationship with her for 5 years.
I would rather have a wife that's twice as old than goes around telling people I'm terrible in bed. You know what I mean? There's nothing. I would rather have her be in an iron lung than walking around under the weight of her own legs just telling people that I'm terrible in the sack.
Also, okay, first of all, this question's kind of long, but I did feel like just to get the point across of him... I needed to keep it all. Also, he names everyone's name, but he never names himself. I feel like if you're going to tell people's real name, you got to name yourself.
Hey,
too.
He's had enough of his dirty laundry there.
Sounds like a dick. Yeah. Richard.
I'm already not on his side. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So, we have a new relationship for 5 years. We were due to be married this August. Now, I'm also friends with Kylie, who's a 26-year-old female.
Okay.
We have been friends for a very long time, pretty much since we were babies. We're almost like siblings at this point because my mother and her mother were best friends since they were in high school.
Why is that relevant?
You'll see. Anyways, Kylie is part of the same tight-knit friend group as Amy. Mm. So, he's engaged to Amy. I always try to ask Kylie what Amy tells about me because I know women like to discuss about their boyfriends with their friend group. Kylie is usually tight-lipped, but if she does say anything, she always says how Amy loves me a lot and how Amy is so excited about marrying me. Last month, I hung out with Kylie and her boyfriend at the house. Amy and I had usually hang out with them for dinner, but Amy had gone out of town for a couple of days. Anyways, we all got pretty drunk and laughing a lot, and I was begging Kylie to tell me one bad thing that Amy has told about me to her friends.
He asked for it.
Yeah.
So she starts with this?
Yes. So after a lot...
She could have just gone, oh, she says you snore.
Wait.
Wow.
But he's begging for this. After a lot of pleading, Kylie finally said that one thing Amy had joked about was how she had better sex before, mm-hmm. and I was not the greatest at sex, but that she was with me for the complete package because
greatest,
she doesn't
huh?
care about sex too much.
Wow.
I was drunk then, so I laughed it off, but I felt somewhat stung then. The next day, when I got sober, I felt extremely stung. I thought about it a lot when Amy came back from her vacation.
I feel like drunk Jake would have handled that information even worse than sober Jake. Are you kidding me?
Wait, why? Okay, I have so much to say. Okay, I asked her about it casually. She initially denied it and said, we always have amazing sex, mm-hmm. and she's always satisfied. I told her it really wouldn't hurt me if she told me the truth, and marriage was built on honesty. So I asked her again a couple of times. Amy finally admitted that she did, in fact, say I was not the best at sex to
wow.
her friend group.
Wow. That's
but
like she's trying so hard to learn.
I know. But she was just joking about it. Because I had so many other great qualities she wanted to highlight.
She's covering this up really well, by the way.
She sounds
I'm not
like
saying
HR
it's
from
good
corporate.
Enough that it's gonna. Yeah, she does. She read a manual on how to deal with this. It's not convincing, but she's given the best answers there are for this.
Like a feedback sandwich.
Yeah, right.
I laughed it off initially, but that stung me even more. I couldn't hide it in my mood.
Ask for it.
The next couple of days, I felt sad and I felt like shit. And Amy apologized a lot and said she did not mean what she said. A couple days later,
I said it about you in private to my friends while you weren't around. Don't worry. It doesn't mean anything.
A couple days later, I told Amy I could no longer be with her, and what she told her friend group hurt me too much. I informed everyone over the next week that I was calling off the wedding. Amy was distraught and tried to convince me multiple times and apologized a lot. But I was too mentally, I don't know this word, downtrodden?
Downtrodden.
What does that even mean? I don't know what that means.
Listen, I was telling Alex before you got here, my wife's not the best at reading.
Wait, what does down downtrodden means.
Downtrodden, like kind of sad, like kind of trampled. You know?
Who uses that word?
Downtrodden.
That is a SAT word. That's,
yeah, is it? What? SATs.
That feels like SAT level.
Was I wrong for calling off the engagement and breaking up with Amy? Okay. Yes, yes, yes. You're wrong.
100,000%.
Okay, first of all, this.
Plus, he uses big words, and we know how we don't like that shit on this podcast.
But he wrote the whole thing with very small words, but only that one word.
And then he like, it's like, oh, I have to use my downtrodden today,
yeah, dude. I don't like the just because I knew what the word was doesn't mean I like it. I've heard of the word. I damn sure can't spell it. If you tell me, hey man, for $1 million, spell downtrodden, but you don't get the little red squiggly line if you mess up. I ain't spelling no downtrodden.
Didn't downtrodden win the 2018 Kentucky Derby, wasn't that?
Yeah, that's right. And he did it with a broken ankle. They make glue after him of him afterwards. Oh, you got a shout out for your shirt, man.
Yeah.
Joel on YouTube. How's it going, Joel? He says, love the Upper Peninsula shirt.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Joel, I just found out that you're a Lions fan, and Jake couldn't believe that I didn't know that. And
dude, he was
also
on our podcast in a Lions shirt.
Alex.
I didn't notice. I'm sorry. And then also, Alex and Jake are huge Lion fans. So we
go
got
Lions.
A whole.
Yeah. Go Lions.
I got my Tigers hat on.
Oh, there we go. There we go. I think they just beat the Mets today, right?
No, they lost.
Mets came back?
They played a doubleheader, won the first one, lost the
second. Oh, gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
Enough about football.
What the guys are doing, it's baseball, but they're talking sports in order to avoid answering the question.
Uh-huh. I know. Okay.
She gets very downtrodden if I talk sports too much. Joanna YouTube says, you were begging to hear something bad, and now you're upset because you heard something bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Joanne on YouTube says, it sounds like he was trying to find a reason to break it off. Ooh, another friend of the show, Colin, on YouTube says,
Colin DeGarbo.
Yes. How's it going, Colin?
Very funny comedian. Follow
yes,
him.
Yes. And follow Abiola as well.
Abiola. Yeah. Follow Abiola too.
Yep. Let's see.
Don't let these dummies shame you, Jake.
Yeah, that's right. That's
what?
Right.
Who are you calling dummy? Okay, don't follow Colin anymore. Uh-huh. I was trying to be nice, Colin.
No, I think he's making a joke saying I'm the guy from The Question.
Oh.
I got it. Huh?
Oh.
Why? Because I can read between the lines. Hey, I know what words like downtrodden are. That's right. I was following. I'm tracking.
Wait, can I just... first of all... This relationship was never going to work because if you cannot already angrily just tell your husband everything that, like, my husband just thinks I'm just, when I'm talking to him about, like, just trying to get something done, he thinks I'm yelling at him and he thinks I hate him.
Hang on. Replace the word thinks with knows. Yeah.
And so I just feel like the fact that he had to beg a friend to find out what was wrong with him, like, you should never have to beg someone. And
why does he want to know?
That's stupid.
It is.
It's dumb.
It reminds me of elementary school where you're like, oh, I like that girl, so I'm going to ask my friend to ask that girl.
Right.
But you already got the girl in this case.
This is like teenage bullshit that he's doing, but he's a grown man.
You know what? When I was talking about this, like this whole situation, this Kelly, she's there stirring the pot, I think.
And obviously he did not put the down payment down for the church. Either the parents' mom did or something. But he would not call up that wedding if he put a down payment off for...
No.
Yeah, you have to at least...
I mean, I don't know how big this wedding is, but it was planned, and if it's in August, it's already down, so I don't know. Because he'd be like, what?
Yeah, if he paid for it, he would have been like, yeah, let's go ahead with the wedding. But then as he's walking into the church, he pretends to slip and fall. He's like, oh, we can't get married now, and I'm suing. Look at this. I got a neck brace.
You're going to sue the Jesus Christ.
That's right. Uh-huh. I'm going to sue the Christ out of this building.
I also hate, too, that all...
Pass that collection plate this way, all right? The Lord owes me some money.
I also hate, too, that she's, like, out of town, and all this is kind of unraveling as she's not around.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes home to, like, her soon-to-be husband was like, oh, I won't get mad. Don't worry about it. Like, he's lying to her just to, you know, manipulate
the whole
situation.
That's a good case. Yeah, like, he said she's lying to him, but he's lying to her. He lied to her about learning. Like, he's being not honest with her for finding this out behind her back, not accusing her being... lying.
Yeah,
so.
I just feel like this is totally messing with her head. I feel bad for her.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I feel bad for both of these people, and I don't think either. I'm on no one's side.
Why do you feel bad for the guy? I feel like he just walked into this whole thing.
He did, and that's why I don't feel bad for him, right? But like, I kind of do because this is kind of shitty of his fiance to go around telling her friends that, right? Like, it's kind of a dick thing to say about your fiance. I mean, it's just, that's, but here's the thing. I think this guy deserves every second of it because the friend can't stand him. Otherwise, there's no way the friend would have told him that. Mm. There's no way. If a friend of mine, you know, his, like, fiance was asking me, hey, man, does Frank ever say anything bad about me? And Frank had just been over here going, I can barely keep it up around her. I gotta close my eyes, think about other women. But she's physically repulsive to me. No. I'd be like, oh, yeah, he told me a whopper yesterday about things, mental gymnastics he has to do to christen your relationship.
I see.
Do you want to know who he was thinking about yesterday? You know, like, I didn't. Do you have any idea how much I would have to hate her and him probably to tell her that? Like, she would have to be just annoying the fuck out of me.
No, Kylie did not give this information willingly at all. They were drunk. And he begged her while she was even drunk. Like, but just not, tell me something.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Is she did give it willingly because he was annoying the fuck out of her. And I was like, all right, fine. You want to know what, want to know what Christy said about you the other day? Huh? A pinky dick? Huh? You want to know some nice things she had to say about you? You want to know what the hell she had to say? All right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Pour me another shot in a beer. I'll tell you all about it. I'll tell you all about it, Frank. Just can't let nothing go.
But it's also weird. Like, if you're engaged, why are you out alone with your opposite gender friend?
No, because the whole premise. Getting drunk.
Well, they always usually have, it's usually Amy, Kylie, and the boyfriend.
I see.
But Amy was out of town, so it was just the three of them.
Ah,
and
I
Kylie
see.
And him have been, like, friends forever since they were kids because the moms have always been friends.
I see.
I take comfort in knowing that if he sleeps with her friend, he's not giving her any good dick, you know? She won't be returning for more.
Well, I think that's discouraging for the friend to even feeling attracted to him if she already know he's not good with.
It's she's got a mediocrity fetish. That's what she's into. She likes mediocre dick dudes.
Well, yeah, sometimes people are into it.
I want to know because she's like, I said something about sex, but you have all these other great qualities, and I'd be like, name them.
Yeah, what's the quality?
I feel like you didn't rate any of the qualities she talked about. You know, just I'm bad at sex.
He's got almost exclusively bad qualities, but the sex is the worst.
He knows a very complicated word to describe his feeling.
Yeah.
That's his very good
downtrodden.
Quality.
Figured. Wait, what is down? Just sad? That's all it means. Why don't you just say it?
Yeah, like
kind of
sad, dejected, defeated, that kind of thing.
Oh.
You know?
Hmm.
It's just kind of, it's a range of emotions.
It's probably ChatGPT helped him, like, crack with the grammar and everything. Uh-huh. So he posted
He had to use AI just to write his own sad sex story.
Well, AI feels like, you know, you have a very sad feeling. So let me summarize that one word.
He's a terrible lover and an even worse writer. So he's got robots helping him all over the place. He's got, you know, for the bedroom.
Yes, like, I'm very angry at my girlfriend. Write a post for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think this message
Dear ChatGPT, write something shitty to my fiance and tell her I don't want to get married. But do it poetically.
Yes.
'Twas the best of times. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was the worst of times only.
I'm totally against this guy, totally on the girl side. I feel bad for her. And why don't you just do it like what everyone else does? Goes on with the marriage, get all the gifts from everyone, and then get a divorce a year later. Like, I don't see why.
I don't know. Okay, here's the thing. I'm this guy's lawyer. If my client goes into a courtroom after a year and go, well, Your Honor, I'm doing this because I found out about 6 months before we were wed, so about a year and a half from today.
I really can't digest it anymore.
She talked shit about my dick game, Your Honor. Your Honor, she said my dick game was garbage. She said my dick game was worse than Kobe Bryant's basketball game now. That's what she said about my dick game, which is, she shouldn't be making fun of a tragedy either, Your Honor. She's wrong twice in that one. She's wrong twice there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know. I still feel like he had to have known, and he had to have been insecure about it, because the fact that he reacted that badly and is, like, calling off the wedding now, I don't know.
So he's probably already know he's bad at sex.
Can we give this guy a name? I feel like
he.
I'm
I don't know.
Let's just call him
Kevin.
Kevin.
No, wait, I can't. That's my cousin's name, and he he's a nice guy, and he listens to the podcast. I didn't mean to say my cousin's. He listens to the podcast, and he's nice.
Does he sound like your cousin?
You've met Kevin.
Oh yeah, yeah. Do you think this is him?
No.
Really? You looked away when you said it.
I know. Stop it. Why are you trying to fight in my family?
I don't know. Hey, man, there's already a fight in your family. Your cousin's fighting with his fiance right now.
What?
She's saying bad things about his dick on the internet.
No. Stop it. Okay, I'm changing the name.
Do you often represent clients who don't have names?
Yeah. And they have even less money. Yeah. My client alias probably isn't going to pay me.
Yeah. My mom just wrote, to tread is to walk. Like when you're treading the boards, to be downtrodden means you... Oh, she's giving me the definition of downtrodden.
Oh, definition.
Thanks. It means you feel like somebody. Some boy.
See, I love that she gave you a real technical... Even my definition was kind of shit. It was like, hey, you feel kind of bad.
Somebody was walked on you. Okay. It means it feels like somebody walked on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what I said, but smart.
We can call that a Richard, like a short for dick. That's
like there you go.
Yeah.
It's kind of a self-explanatory word if you think about it. You're down and you're trodden.
Downtrodden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, well, you can be down, but nobody trodden on you yet. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a slow walking day for that
that's
sidewalk.
That's just the theme of his life.
Yeah. You could be just down taking a nap, you know?
All right.
Off to the side in a little hammock. No one's walking on you.
I'm totally not on this guy's side. Is anyone else with me?
Yeah, I think we should trot on him even more. Yeah. He's got a trottable face. Yeah.
I think he's asking for the trouble, and he got hurt, and then he cannot handle it well, and...
If he didn't want to get trotted on, why was he dressed like that?
And he has to write a post about it as well. With ChatGPT's help.
He's a trottable man.
See, when there's Marlene, there's Tom, and she just told me that the definition was for my dad.
Oh, there we go.
Who is has his PhD in, well, medieval English, but really
well, it's
English.
An old saying. It goes back a long way. Yeah. That's right.
My boss actually just recommended us to read a book. It's called like leaves. Like no, it's kind of like shoots and leaves, something like that.
Shoots and ladders.
Yeah, dude, that's more our speed. That's more our speed. Is games for 7 and below. That's we're good enough. We know all the words and the instructions and everything.
Yeah, shoes and leaves. Something shoes and leaves. It's like a grammar book. Like you're talking about how to use the punctuation right and get the grammar right.
Tom,
and stuff
do
like
you
that.
Do you know, Dad? Do you know what she's talking about? Because I think she's lying right now. I think she's talking about shoes and ladders. I don't know.
Shakespeare
Anyways.
Coined the term downtrodden.
We can flip the page.
So Anika, are you on my side? Like
I am absolutely. I'm even like over. Like I'm ahead of your side. I think.
Okay. Yeah.
I absolutely think this guy is asked for. I think the girl dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I was feeling that too. And okay, anyone that bought a gift this early on, like this is why I always buy wedding gifts like the last minute too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or just show up with a
just
card.
In case.
Yeah, man, just bring some money.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because you never know. You never
oh, that'd
know
be such
happen.
A good idea just to announce your wedding like 2 years ahead of time and release everything on your reception, and then
Alex,
just cancel it.
Are you on our side?
You're on the girl's side.
Yes,
Amy's side.
On Amy's side. Yeah. No.
There we go.
I'm on the guy's side. Don't be telling stories out of school when it comes to sexual. You know,
that's right.
Yeah.
But we all do it.
That's right. Yeah, but
the downtrodders do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The downtrodden don't do it.
Yeah, you're trod shaming. That's what's going on. You shame this guy's tiny.
I'm
trod.
On Kevin's side. Team Kevin.
See, I mean, it could totally be like a Kylie made it up. Like you said, Kylie was so annoyed by Kevin already. And Kylie just like, you know what? I'll just tell you something so you can shut up and never ask me anything again.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's kind of shitty by Kelly, the friend, even like not just to this guy, but to her friend. I mean, like, you seriously got your friend in trouble just now with her fiance because you...
What
like,
do you have anything to gain from this?
Here's the terrible things she said about your dick. He's never going to take it well. It doesn't matter how you break that to him. It's never going to be okay again in their relationship. And now your friend is going to blame you. Hey, why did you tell him that I was trashing as Johnson over here. He's never going to marry me now. And more importantly, I can't tell funny dick stories to you anymore without it making it back to some gentleman. And then I get, you know what I mean? Like, that was the movie Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood started with a hooker who gets sliced up because she's making fun of a guy's dick, all right? Clearly her friend has not seen that movie. Some guys go crazy over that kind of shit. And, I think her friend could be getting her friends killed by weird kind of Asperger's-y dudes like this. Like the guy, like the bad guy in the Clint Eastwood movie. He gets his comeuppance. But not to spoil it. But he gets what he deserves. He gets what he has coming to him, no pun intended.
Joanne actually asked a really good question. She said, if you've given a wedding gift and then the bride and groom cancel the week before, would you try to get the gift back? Abso-effing-lutely.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but also,
I'll take it on small claims court.
I feel like the bride and groom should just give them back without making people feel awkward about, like...
Well, it depends on what kind of present you ordered, right?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
I think if they break up...
Like, if it's something you already started using it, like, then you cannot just give a second hand. Like, we got a vacuum from our wedding. Like, I immediately started using it. I don't want to give it back. But also, there could be something else. Like, what if you just feel like you registered for something like a carpet and a sheet? You already use it. How do you return?
Yeah, that's true.
You could return almost anything. And even just the offer. I think if they break up right away and neither one of them offers to give the gift back, especially if they all out refuse, then I got to step in and I got to be like, no, you two need to get back together. You're both pieces of shit. And so, like, you know what I mean? You're kindred spirits. Yeah. I mean, you probably were fighting because of each other's shittiness, but you're one and the same.
They almost
get together,
the
have
gift.
A really shitty kid.
They almost deserve the gift more if they
yeah.
don't.
I see. Uh-huh.
That's right. They've proven that they're both terrible enough to deserve each other if they don't give the gift.
I think to begin with, they should just never release their reception, like the gift registry that early. You should just only release it like 2 months ahead of time. Then we make sure things are really happening, then you're doing it.
That's the move. That's the move.
All right. I'm ready for the next one.
All right. Next question on the Twisted Cupid podcast. If you guys got questions to write in, write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com. Or even better, write them live in the chat. We're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. We're going to take our next one from the wild animals on Reddit.
Okay. I, a 55-year-old male, found a sex video online of my neighbor's wife, who's 45-ish female, and a guy who's not her husband. We've been neighbors for almost 20 years. I've watched your kids grow up.
See, guy from the last question, this is what it's like to have real problems in your marriage.
From the neighbor's wife.
Yeah, he found it online.
See, the grass is always greener until some guy is fucking your wife on the internet. As the saying goes.
The saying is the grass isn't always greener. Okay. I've watched the kids grow up, but then been to their parties, helped him do household repairs, and always walked over when her husband and or her were in their yard to chat for a bit. A couple of days ago, I came across a video on a porn site that was the wife with a guy who's not her husband, and it got me a bit torn up. I don't know when it was recorded, but it was posted
after
to the
I cleaned
site.
Myself off. I was like, oh, I gotta make this right in the universe.
I like how he said he just came across it. Like,
it just like randomly showed up. Like, how
did this get here? On Pornhub.com.
Came right across it. And then he had to get some bleach for his laptop screen.
He was just on his insurance site looking at his claim, and now it's like Pornhub.
I don't know when it was recorded, but it was posted on the site 3 years ago.
She's not in good hands with Allstate.
Okay, so he just found out.
So he just saw it, but it was posted on the site 3 years ago. She looked at the camera, probably cell phone, several times at the camera, moved slightly so I know someone is holding it. And she knows about it. She knows about it. Maybe her husband's holding the camera.
Yeah,
maybe someone else. I very much doubt she would have consent to the video being posted online. if she cheated, I feel bad for the husband, but no good can come from my interfering. My only concern is that there's a video of her out there that clearly shows her face and everyone and everything else, like having sex.
That I'm definitely sure think that should be the
I'm sure
definition.
She wouldn't want on the internet. The only upside I can see to telling her is that she can try to get a video taken down. But I see a lot of downsides, like an awkward friendship, causing her pain, affecting their marriage, etc. My inclination is just to move on and never say a word to anyone.
Sounds
Should
good.
I keep it to myself? Question mark. Okay, I feel like he just doesn't know how OnlyFans works at all. And I feel like she definitely knows it's on the internet, and she probably made a pretty coin off of it. And you're just the weirdo that, like...
Well, so this guy is 55 years old. This guy is 55?
Yeah, and the woman on the video, well, the neighbor is 45-ish, but it was like 3 years ago, so...
I see. So she's 48 right now.
Yeah, and it was recorded by someone else. Like, he said you can see the cell phone moving, so he knows someone's holding it.
I see.
Yeah, there's a good chance they're just into some freaky whatever. And even if they're not, because here's the thing, if she was cheating on her husband, the more I'm thinking about this, the more I think it was the husband holding the phone. Because, you know, they say the first and second rules to cheating on your spouse is not telling people about it or filming it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's she gonna, she's sense. Cheating on her husband, and it's like, yeah, go ahead, take me. He'll never find out.
Hashtag.
He doesn't have the internet. You know, like it just, it doesn't, you're leaving less of a digital footprint when you're cheating, generally speaking. You're definitely not.
So it's
like,
very much planned. Yeah. It's not even like a secretly shot it. It's like she did that on purpose.
Who's sitting there? Who's looking at a camera filming them, bent over going, oh yeah, that could cost me over half my stuff in court. Yeah, it's even hotter when it's... When there's stakes on it. Now we're playing for points.
I love that this video has been posted for 3 years, and he thinks that she has no clue that it's out there. I mean, it's like, oh, I must be the only one that have seen this video.
I'm an exclusive neighbor in this whole neighborhood.
To be fair, that could very well be the case. Like, it's possible. Because, you know, sometimes people do hack into phones. Sometimes people post revenge porn. Sometimes people whatever. It's highly illegal if you get caught doing it. Only problem is if you post it from wherever and they can't necessarily trace it back to you. But it does happen. That said, there's no way for you to know that without really having an awkward conversation. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, gain nothing for yourself. You're risking everything.
Unless
you're
he
gaining
wants to,
nothing.
Unless he wants to sleep with her, then I think he has something to gain, you know?
Plot like, thickens.
I can't help but think that there's something like that going on. Like,
does that mean she's open for business?
You know, I've been watching her, getting to know her all these years, and then like the subtext is like, I saw her cheating on me with another man.
Right.
I don't know.
I think. Okay, here's what I think ends up happening. I'm gonna make a prediction right now. If this guy tells them, I think the husband gets mad at first, and he's like, "What? You saw my wife on the internet sleeping with another man? That's a free streaming site. You should be at her OnlyFans paying for it, you cheap son of a bitch."
I feel like if he confronts her, she'd be like, "So you liked my work? Okay. Can you
just an autograph?
Can you subscribe and like now?"
Like, "Hey, nice shirt. Did you fucking steal that too? Did you just throw it in your pocket and walk out of the store with it? I guess I'll just wear whatever I want and jerk off to anything in the world without giving anyone a dime."
I feel like he really cares. He could like write an anonymous letter and leave it at their house. Just be like, "I know what you did."
No, this is my...
Dear Jerry, your wife's on the internet.
So Sirwa says, I don't know who Sirwa is, but am I saying that right, Sirwa?
Sirwa right.
Says, "Don't say anything."
Sirwa on YouTube. Yes, don't say anything.
But, I say, why don't you just be like a normal neighbor and talk to every other neighbor and see if they do porn? Like, why do you got to confront the actual source? I would never. I would talk to everyone else except for them. Like, that's how a neighbor does it, okay?
Right.
Like, and I'm sure there's other people that know stuff. It's like, come on.
I think that it could be like, oh, everyone knows, just... I don't know. Yeah. He could be the last one in the whole group.
He's not included. He's like the last.
The truth could hurt that he doesn't even know this for past 3 years.
They're all having swinger parties and he's never been invited. They're like, oh crap, he came up to our friends and started talking to us again.
You just saw that? There's more coming out. You don't know? Like, it's in a private like group.
Larry is such a boner killer. Oh, I can't even keep it up at the party if I've seen it. Because
like, if you think about it, when he's talking about when he hangs out, one of them was like, you know, I've been over there to fix things, and like, I just come up when I see them outside. It's like, okay, so they call you over when they need something fixed. Or he's like, I've seen their kids grow up from afar.
And he didn't recognize the guy in the video.
Mm-mm.
It's like a stranger guy.
No, but he
guy.
Definitely recognized her, but I don't know.
Mm.
Could you imagine if he's like, oh, wait, that's not her shit?
And he spread this rumor in the whole neighborhood. Everybody's trying to find out the video.
Everyone's
he's showing them the video, and they're both looking at it, and they're like, dude, it's only filming the back of her head. Why
or
did
no,
you
they're
just...
like, that's Jenna Jameson. What are you talking about? You don't know.
This is Lisa, and she's pretending to be Sarah Palin in the video. Like, she's doing character work. She's in character right now.
This is her audition tape.
Yeah. Like, she's talking about running for vice president. This is a very old video. I'm surprised you haven't seen this one.
It would be the best if she looked directly into the camera and said, you had your chance.
You're really thinking he's into this lady.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because he's being so specifically mentioned about her age and everything.
Jealous. I'm sensing some jealousy.
It's very, if it's a normal neighbor, it would be like, I just saw my neighbor in the porn. What should I do? I wouldn't even describe her age and everything about every single angle. He definitely studied that video multiple times.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think he went full on Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind on this.
Like
thing.
playing a 0.5 speed to analyze each shot.
Dude, went Zapruder film on it. Back and to the left. Watch it many times in slow motion, several angles.
Alex. Joe Sayan says that he's on your side. He says the guy probably saw the video and went over for a cup of sugar.
That's right.
I got brownies. I'm just gonna bring them over to you.
Alex, over sugar, please.
I just love that he just assumed that this couple was monogamous. You know, like, you have no idea what's behind someone's door. And I don't
assume anyone behind the doors. As a neighbor.
Yeah.
Think of the children. Though.
They're all.
Oh, that's a good point. The children could have been holding the phone. We don't know. No, dude, there is, I swear to God, there's an OnlyFans model right now who's like 18-year-old son like films the stuff. He came out and said that, yeah, I film it sometimes because I'm good with cameras.
We were just watching 30 Rocks, rewatching the show. There's one episode, it's called a MILF Island. It's about like a 30 MILF with
this might be from
30
that,
teenagers.
Honestly.
I can't think of anyone more downtrodden than children filming their parents.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're done with this
he
word.
Seemed
pretty I'm done
casual.
With this
it's
word.
It's getting dark.
But the reporter asked him, you don't feel downtrodden at all? He's like, no, we paid for the whole
I'm
going to
use that word all the time now.
If anything, I'm like uptrodden. I feel like I'm doing the trotting. I don't have to work. Oh, here we go. Joel on YouTube says, torn up as in I feel bad for the husband. Or torn up as in, damn, I'd really like to tap that.
True.
Joel on YouTube says, if it's the former, the neighbor needs to immediately move and let me move in. friend of the podcast, Renee on YouTube.
Renee Nicholas. Hi, Renee.
She says Honolulu Blue. That's right. Woo! Yeah. Go Lions.
Go Lions.
Go Lions.
I feel like I should have just worn a blue shirt today.
I should have worn my Lions shirt.
Now. I didn't get the memo, so we didn't color match.
But I can't talk too much football in here. It makes Amy feel downtrodden. We've been, and I don't want.
Yeah,
do
we'll
that.
Start our own separate podcast. We'll do like a sports
no
session.
No downtrodding allowed. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, downtrodden Abby. It's They just kind of talk
about the new American spin-off.
Yeah. It takes place in a trailer car.
They lost again, Governor. They lost again.
Mr. Bates is driving me crazy.
Do you mean we didn't win a single one of our scratch tickets?
Not
today?
One. Not a single.
No, but do we really have advice for this guy? I just feel like...
Try his luck.
I just like I would just love to see that conversation. Hey, okay, so I was watching porn yesterday. just as you do, you know, male. Yeah. I was like, don't worry.
He should be like a little bit of like a curving around, just like, you know, like I know so many people love being naked and being in the phone.
Yeah, or just
does that remind you of someone?
Just mention, yeah, little things like that. Like just, oh, hey, yeah, I had to take my kid's phone away. He was on the site RedTube. It's a RedTube. Have you heard of this site? I mean, the stuff on RedTube. It's disgusting.
It's from real people you know in your life. And they push it to you.
And the production value on a lot of these phones. I think they're doing it from cell phones on these RedTube.
You know, the thing is, too, what I get out of reading this question is that I don't even think he cares so much about the relationship. I think he just wants to know for sure, like, my gosh. Like, I just feel like he just wants to talk to them about it. Like,
so he should talk to other neighbors about it.
Yes! I don't know. Stay out of it. Don't confront anyone. Talk to your neighbors around them like a normal human being would.
The
okay?
lessons you learn is, like, do not be our neighbors. And if you do, keep it private.
This could be Kevin from the previous question, except years down the road.
No!
This is middle-aged Kevin. Is in for a rough
one. Leave Kevin out of this. I don't even know why I said the name. I shouldn't have said that name.
Sorry, I meant Amy's cousin.
Stop it! He's a fan of the show.
I know. Dude, we do love Kevin. We may change the name of this podcast. So Joanna YouTube says, Joanna YouTube says, Downtrodden Cupid. That's a fucking solid name. It would have been high in the running had we not already made all the images.
All I feel is like we're going to have a big, like Jake and I will have like a huge fight, and then all of a sudden I'll go to YouTube and it'll be like Downtrodden Cupid. I was like,
he's like the fat baby with the arrow and bow, but he's like sad.
Sad and crying. Yeah.
He's pointing the arrow right at himself.
Yeah.
He's just a little suicide. Yeah. He's...
It sounds like Spotify would pay big money for it.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know.
They could buy our podcast for literally dozens of dollars.
What do you guys say? I feel like the only advice is I'd talk behind their back like nonstop. And, you know, maybe...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if I have the opportunity, I might slide in. So, like, I was watching porn the other day and see if they say anything, you know. But I would never, I would never be like, so I saw you cheating on your husband, you know, and thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It. You know what? This is the male neighbor version of the friend from the last question. Sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut and it'll make your entire life easier.
Yeah. That's why this podcast theme is called The Truth May Be Messy.
That's right.
The truth can be messy. Yeah.
I think he just missed an opportunity. He should be just like knowing this information and every time be around the neighbor, just start slowly picking up hints and signs and, you know, just still pretend to be normal, but now you have a different lens. You know the truth and see if there's any things that he didn't notice before.
Right.
And you might be discovering more instead of just let it out and you only get the surface, you know.
I would love for him to be like, oh, so you have a birthmark on your, like, on your right tit, right? Just, like, really awkward. I mean, I just saw it through your swimsuit. I mean,
Yeah, I just know it. Like, could you show me?
Just need to do some research, see if it's the right person.
Yes. Research for, like, census purpose only.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got to just sit there, honestly, hang out more and just, you know, have a few drinks, whatever. It's going to come out naturally.
Talk to the husband.
Yeah, man. Like this, it's, I'm telling you, very rarely is honesty the best policy. That is a saying that was made up by a DA trying to get someone to snitch. Mm. All right. That was made up by someone trying to entrap somebody. Honesty is the worst policy 90% of the time. And this is one of those times.
Okay.
Oh, Sirwa on YouTube says, why did you guys change the name of the podcast from Love Gurus? Oh, good question. Honestly, because it was messing with our Google searches. There's already a lot. Like, there was that shitty Mike Myers movie called Love Gurus. And it was, if you Google Love Gurus, there's a lot of just episodes of things about dating where it might not necessarily be the name of the show, but it's, oh, this guy is a love guru or something. And so it was unsearchable, basically. And before we
made it big, we decided, let's change names. So everyone, please like and subscribe right now, please.
Like and subscribe. I will not share half the profits of this podcast with Mike Myers because he made a bad movie.
Listen, we're very close. If we get up to 1,000 subscribers, we can finally put commercials on here. Daddy YouTube let us put commercials on our channel.
And I love Mike Myers movies. Here's the thing. That's just not one of the good. If anything, I would steal a name of one of his better movies, like a So I Married an Axe Murderer podcast or something.
Yeah,
we'd have better. And that was about dating too. So that one actually kind of works.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to go to the next question.
All right. Sure. Next question on the Twisted Cupid podcast. If you guys got questions to write in, write them to TwistedCupidPodcast@gmail.com. Or even better, give us your comments live in the chat. We're here every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Let's take our next one.
Okay.
From
so
the Wild Animals on Radio.
This is the last question. So here we go. How unethical is it to take your new girlfriend to places you've been with your ex? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
For a bit of context, I broke up a few months ago with my ex-girlfriend of 1 year.
It's pretty bad if you're honest about it. Huh? Worst policy.
I managed to heal and recover from the emotional wounds that that at some point felt ready to date again and met this new girl a bit later. We have been seeing each other for a month, and the relationship starts feeling like I don't know what. What does LTR mean? Like,
LTR. I don't know
what the acronym.
Little too real. Yeah.
A little too real. Okay. It feels like a little too real.
Too real. Just go 2R. Too real. Come on. Why are you making extra acronyms? And you're throwing letters that are unnecessary
so
in there.
So it's not too real yet. It's so
little too real.
It's too little
There's
to be real.
There's an acronym for little too real.
Starts to feel like a little too real.
I feel downtrodden hearing all these new acronyms every time I hear one.
To both of us. Although there's no rush to label it yet, we have plenty of ideas for activities. And who knows, eventually, a sort of weekend or a holiday trip later on. However, there's one thing bugging me. My ex and I visited some great places, including a remote and lovely Airbnb.
Remote Airbnb. That's right. On this episode of Downtrodden Abbey, we will be staring at an Airbnb.
Honey, where are you taking me to?
That's right.
One of the seven greatest wonders of the world. No, the Airbnb across the street.
And we're not taking the bus this time either. We're taking an Uber.
Do you remember that time we shared that special moment at the remote and lovely Airbnb? Yeah, me neither.
Absolutely. In front of that bus stop.
So
we had a McDonald's there. Mm-hmm.
An Airbnb house on the court side with a jacuzzi.
Oh.
Really an ideal place to spend the weekend as a couple. I don't know how to feel about wanting to take my current girlfriend there. I'm entirely over my ex. And
wait, to the same Airbnb?
Yeah, he wants to take her to the same Airbnb.
Wow.
Did they break up right after that Airbnb?
I mean, there's only one great Airbnb with a jacuzzi, so it has to be this place.
Airbnb, a different house. What are we talking about?
I don't know how to feel about wanting to take my current girlfriend there. I'm entirely over my ex, and there is no intent on my part to overwrite the past memories with new ones in the same place. The past belongs to the past. After all, she had exes, too. I just have the feeling that we would absolutely enjoy this kind of place for a short romantic trip.
Okay.
Might be overthinking, but my concern is that my girlfriend would feel in competition with the ex because she would she would ask how I know about this remote place since it's
how I know about Airbnb?
Such a great Airbnb with a jacuzzi.
You have no poker face, sir. Would you just be like, because I Googled it? How are you going to get? You're going to fold under questioning. You're not good at keeping secrets.
So out of honesty towards her, I would inevitably tell her about how I found out about this place.
How have you heard of this crazy site I've never heard of?
So my question is, how would you place this idea on the scale of ethics?
Wow.
Okay.
I love this, that he is so, like, I feel like this guy is anxiety ridden. If this is like what he has anxiety about in his life,
he's pretty bad.
I have a new girlfriend, and I've explored all the places in her hometown, and I have There's only this one B&B. I have nowhere else to take this girl.
Dude.
And if we ended up with this, like, can I take her to the same bar that I went with my ex at one time?
And the answer to all of those things, yes, but not for him. Yeah. He's going to say something. He's too stupid to lie even about things that don't matter. He would rat on himself. He's his own informant. He would just sit there. He would be sitting there on the couch. And no woman on the planet, unless she is an insane axe murderer lady, is going to be sitting there going, hey, this is a nice Airbnb. Did you fuck some whore in here? You know, like, that, it's not going to come up. But the fact that he thinks that he would just be sitting there on the couch and he'd be like, oh, my God, hey, wait till you see the lovely jacuzzi. I had sex with a lady there. I'm trying to be ethical.
I also love that she'd leave
him with his ethical dick in his hand.
And then he thinks like maybe the entire staff remembers him from that one time. Like, oh, hey,
there's
George.
Staff in Airbnb?
I don't know. Like someone would recognize them. Like, I remember
you. At the restaurant down the street. Like, hey, you're dating a different lady than you were a year and 7 months ago. What happened?
He said, oh, bringing your ex to some place you were with, or bringing your girlfriend to a place you were with the ex. I thought he meant like, you know,
like a restaurant, right. A bar,
yeah.
Like,
you know, some kind of landmark. Oh, the Airbnb where I fucked my other girlfriend. Like,
it's obvious, so weird.
Obvious, I know. Like,
but I mean,
dumb question.
Like, think about that. If it's like a Quality Inn that he's been before with this girl, but he wants to go back to the Quality Inn, does that feel unethical?
Well, I mean,
I don't think it is, but she's not going to want to hear it, though. She's not going to want to hear about it. And she's got no way of finding out unless a dummy here tells her. But he's too stupid to not tell her.
Also,
that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't sound like she's begging to go to this place. Like, she doesn't even... but
it
also
just sounds like he's out of place.
Abiola makes a good point. If you really care about it that much, just tell her that you took your ex there. Laugh out loud. Yeah. And it's true, because it's like, some girls could care less.
Right.
There are... Okay, because my cousin, not Kevin, but got married... to his first wife, and then the second wife got married in the same venue, and the bride that they're still together did not care at all.
Well, especially if it's like a smaller town or whatever, it's like, dude, there's three places, there's three venues.
True. Yeah.
There's a good one and two shitty ones. So how about we do the good
but
one?
But I mean, they didn't even care. Like some girls, like that stuff does not even faze them. I don't know why he's having a panic attack over this.
Some girls, like the husband from the last question, will hold the camera. They don't care. You know, there's all kinds of people out there.
Or there's some other girls, like could be like the guy who'd get so jealous from just hearing about his bed at sex.
And I love that
he already assumes that that she's going to be in competition with the ex. Like, oh my gosh, I have to do this trip better than
her.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's just like really sad. That's the only place he can think about taking the new girlfriend to. It's the Airbnb with a jacuzzi.
How about you get on Airbnb and find a different house? This is crazy. This man's insane. This is such an easy
solution.
But
it has a courtyard.
You either get on Airbnb and type courtyard and the zip code. And you just see what happens. Or you can either just find a different spot on Airbnb or just keep your dumb freaking mouth shut. But he's too dumb to do either one of those things. He's going to take her to the same place, and he's going to mention it in the most awkward way possible.
He's going to be mid-thrust, and this information's going to...
You know what's going to happen? He's going to take her to this place, and he's like, so you're going to pay your half, right? He's going to say something stupid like that. Like,
but the last chick I took here paid half. What are you're already losing. If you're in competition with her, you're failing.
Yeah, you're like, oh, so can I also, like, okay, so my expense, do you just want to, like, split in half, Sabsies? I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, like, and also the tax. I have to split the tax in there.
Wow, this is...
I know, he reminds me of, like, a buddy from the Christmas movie, Elf.
Oh,
he's just like, I don't care who knows about it. I'm in love, and I'm going to bring you to this Airbnb. I don't care.
Right.
I wanted to go. But, I mean, my ex-girlfriend is here before, but also I really wanted just to show you. This is the only cool place I know in my life that you'll think...
Buddy wouldn't question it before he did it. He would just take her there, and then if it just came up, it came up. Whereas this guy's overthinking it to the point to where he's going to say something weird.
But he's going to fuck it up.
I don't know why this... They've been dating for a month. Why is this your first place you want to take her? Just find something else. And then take her to this place, like, I don't know, like, when you guys are really strong or whatever, and who cares? Like, I've been here before. It's a cool place.
To a park, right. To a restaurant, to a bar, any place than a B&B.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's Airbnb is just filled with different houses that are all, they're all different. It's people renting out their own private stuff.
I want to know where he lives that he's just like, he's stuck on this one place.
I took her to the Airbnb, you know, the only one in a 17-town radius. Like, what? Just take her someplace else, but this is an easy one.
Take her to a Lions game.
Take her to a Detroit Lions. That's right. They're going to take her to Super Bowl 2025 and watch the Detroit Lions win one. That's right. Buy her tickets early.
Marlene is hilarious. They're getting a shout out. I guess my mom said, well, this wasn't my mom that said it, even though she's writing it. My dad actually said, Tom said this. We had a baby in the same hospital where we had you, Dad.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I guess I'm in competition with my sister. I don't know.
Mm.
Right. But he was having a baby with a side piece three rooms over, and it got awkward, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Was it ethical? No, but he was smart enough not to say anything. You're finding out about this right now.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
But it could be this guy could have got lucky from this Airbnb, like, for the first time with that girl, so he wants to... That's the only reason, I think, to really rationalize his decision is, like, he finally got lucky with his ex-girlfriend in this Airbnb, and now it's getting too real. He's dating this girl for a month. She wouldn't let him touch her, and he feels like, now it's time for me to bring you to my magical mojo castle with a courtyard and a jacuzzi.
I feel like they're already broken up. Like, he's gonna get all stressed out planning this Airbnb, and then she's just gonna, like, ghost him.
He's gonna say something stupid at some point. It doesn't matter. If you're not in this Airbnb, you will say something stupid elsewhere. Hey, you know, you moan just like my ex. You know, just something's gonna come out of this dude. That is just, you can't forget about it. It's like the dude from the first question hearing that his fiance was telling people that he was bad in bed. He is going to say some kind of dude equivalent version of that line to her and not realize anything. He is just gonna walk around the rest of his Asperger's-y day having no idea the hellstorm that is waiting for him when he comes back to the house, because he doesn't think he did anything wrong. So, he's going to say something. There's no way they're still together right now.
I think this guy lives with his parents. That's why he's so hung up on the Airbnb
thing. Oh, maybe. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Did they give us the ages?
That would be something.
That'd be nice.
At this day and age is not an indication.
Yeah, he didn't give any ages. I could be talking to... This could probably be like a 15-year-old, and I wouldn't even know it.
Well, at this day and age, he could be a 35-year-old.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. If you're in New York City and you have your parents living here, live with the parents.
You never know.
Yeah, in New York, it's like a 40 is the new 30.
Anytime I hear, anytime I find a native New Yorker that is, like, my age or something, they'll be like, oh yeah, I still live with my parents. I think you are so lucky. If you can stay in your family house in New York, stay there. Yes. Everyone does it. It's just weird. It's just
like the opposite.
True.
It's like
when you loser move other places is like you're
living at home for too long in most of the rest of the country is kind of weird, but out here it's like,
you're rich.
You should have saved up and actually gotten a place that doesn't have a hole in the middle of the living room floor.
You must have so much money.
No, but it's like when you do find the people that are native New Yorkers, it's like they keep it all in the family. They stay there. They live together. And it's like you do not get rid of that little location.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I have so many. No, I don't know. I just feel jealous of them.
I don't even know that many native New Yorkers really grow up from city of New York and still live here. Like, I don't even haven't even ran into anyone.
A lot. Yeah, I mean, a lot stay, but they move out to like Jersey or Long Island, someplace where they're like, all right, I've lived in the tiny little apartments for long enough. I just want to. I'll work in the city, but I'll
yeah, it's somewhere. Cute for a little bit.
Yeah. And it's like, I get it. You know what I mean? Now we're having kids and stuff. And so it's just like, you know, you can't live in a tiny apartment.
You should go to that Airbnb.
You know what? That's how bad this question is that we just started talking about our own rent problems. That we're you know what? Forget about his problem.
On a scale of ethic, what does that even mean?
Let's just talk about our hardships. Rent
New York,
control.
New York real estate.
That's right.
What do you want to the fair housing movement?
For final advice, I'd just be like, don't stress yourself out too much. She's probably already dating someone else.
If she's not, she's dumber than you are.
I want to say go for it. Still book that stay. If she's already dating someone else and then she goes with you, you have not, you're already losing her. So why not just hang on as much as you can?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Honestly, like, you don't need to do this trip right now unless she's bringing it up, being like, oh, I really want to go there. Mm. And then just be like, oh, I went there with my ex or something like that. Like, I would share it if it's really going to eat you alive. Mm. But
it also seems like it'd be easy to lie about. Like, this is not right. The same Airbnb where I took my ex, but
yeah.
It would be really easy to lie about it.
But there's only one Airbnb on the listing.
She has no way of finding this information out unless this dude goes out of his way and just gives her unsolicited information about her.
He probably still has pictures of Instagram with them on there.
In fact, I'm thinking this guy's not admitting it to himself. He wants to go to the same Airbnb because he's still hung up on his ex. Mm. It's just he's so not in tune with his own emotion. That's why he's using words like, oh, is it ethical to go to the Airbnb? And what about my ex? What if she looks at me and knows somehow? She'd have no way of knowing this information. He wants it to sort of be a thing because he can't get over this ex. That's why he's still hung up on her. Yes. That's why he's going to the same Airbnb. That's it.
I think he's more worried that his ex might see pictures of them at the same Airbnb.
And what's she going to do? Murder them at the Airbnb?
No, but that's what's giving him anxiety. Like, oh my gosh, she might still have feelings for me. Like, he wants to know her reaction.
Maybe that is his intention. He wants to be like, look at me, I moved on from you. Mm-hmm. I took a new girl to this place where...
Same place.
Yeah.
It's just right. That same place that we hooked up at, I took a lady there and I had sex with her and then I cried. And that's what I'm doing now.
Now you win.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I'll show you. Yeah.
All right. Any comments before we leave?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Andrew on YouTube. Shout out to Andrew. He says, a long-term relationship, winky face. Yeah. I mean, I think she's probably cheating on this. Joanna on YouTube says, just about every hotel has rooms with jacuzzis in them. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, this place is not as special as you think it is. It's Airbnb is a whole website, not just one location. Abiola on YouTube says, if you really care that much, just tell. Oh, I think Amy already read that one.
But yeah, Abiola says, Amy, I feel like you could make a bit out of this idea, being jealous of people who live with their parents. Laugh out loud.
Yes. Thank you.
Abiola's another comedian. Follow him.
Yes. Follow Abiola. And let's see. Joe says, he sounds like he will tell her while crying in shame after giving it to her like the guy from the first question.
Okay.
Joel on YouTube says, and since she left him, he's now downtrodden. Yes!
Oh. Yes! We cannot leave with that. All right, read the last one, and I'm not leaving with downtrodden. Oh, Joel.
Andrew says...
7.7 million
listings on Airbnb. Come on, that's right, buddy.
True. Yes, good point.
That's right, buddy. Yeah. It's you know what? The last guy, he's not... He didn't start the day downtrodden, but he trotted himself. You know what? This was self-trotting. He took his shoes off and put them on his hands and went beep, 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 and just trotted himself into the pavement. That's what he did.
I feel like the second neighbor could have made that video in this Airbnb. We never know.
Yeah, yeah. This could be the same Airbnb that all the swingers go to.
It could be in the same neighborhood, then this kid will figure out.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it's... He's the only person that's ever gone in there in a monogamous relationship. And now he's coming back with another monogamous relationship.
I see.
And the renters are like, this is the weirdest thing, dude. He creeps me out way more than the swingers, though. Something about him.
I see, yeah.
He's babbling about ethics, and I get a weird vibe around him.
On a scale of ethics, never hear people asking that way.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's a weird choice of words. Hey, does this make me a liar? Hey, does this make me an asshole? Does this make me a piece of shit? That's what, is it ethical? Is it ethical? Will she be like, you're being unethical, and I'm breaking up you for your low ethics? Like, what do you... I mean, no one talks like that. You weird robot of a human being.
Yeah, that girl better off with someone else.
Oh, yeah. And a guy that uses ethics in a question like this, he's She's got bad dick game, you know? And I think all of her best friends know about
all
that.
All of our questions are related from tonight for somehow.
Yeah. It's he's definitely throwing some awkward wang around that Airbnb. I'll tell you that right now.
I see. Yeah,
it's not happening.
Now I'm curious. Where is that Airbnb? We should have pulled
anywhere
the
that
picture.
There's a courtyard and a jacuzzi.
That's the keywords we're going to search.
It'll come up with 7.1 million findings. All right, I think that's cool.
This has been a great episode, man.
Ending on a downtrodden note.
Yes. When life has got you downtrodden, trot life right back. You know, you do the trotting. That's what I say. Thank you so much to both of our guests. Thank you to Annika. Thank you to Alex. Thank you most of all to the listeners, man. We are Andy Liska, Jake Vivra. Thank you especially to the people in the chat. We had a lot of the chat tonight. So until next week, like and subscribe. We're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube.
See you guys next episode.
I love you, Mom.
Aww. I love you too, all the listeners in the chat. If your mom's in the chat, for sure, I love all the listeners in the chat.
Aww.
Love everyone. Love the moms. Love the brothers. Love everyone.
Love the dads.
Oh, you guys
love
great.
All the comedians.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, also, there's a lot of people in the chat right now. I'm filming a special in New York on April 19th, Friday.
Yes.
7 o'clock at Grove 34 in Astoria. So come. We're going to be filming it. It's going to be a good time.
I'm hosting.
I'll be there.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Yeah. April 19th, Grove 34 Astoria. I'm filming a special. Till next week. Later.
Bye.
Have a good night.